Hi, everybody. So I'm switching hats now. I'm no longer the musical director of A Best of Devout, and I'm now standing here before you as the executive director of Boston Workman's Circle. And in that role, I have the privilege of bringing forward our honoree tonight, Mike Felsen. Going to read to you remarks that were prepared together with Mitchell Silver, a leader in Boston Workman's Circle, and also a close friend of Mike's. Come on, closer. I won't hurt you, I promise. I might embarrass you, though. Mike was reluctant to be tonight's honoree, and I believe his reluctance reflects a special kind of humility. It's not that Mike is unwilling to lead and organize in pursuit of goals he judges worthy. In his 6 years as Boston Workman's Circle president, he took that office to a totally new level, devoting countless hours to networking and community relations, as well as being willing always to roll up his sleeves to do the nuts and bolts work. And it's not that Mike is reticent to voice his beliefs, and those of you who know him know how true that is. Mike offers his views with passion and confidence. He is a prolific advocate, amazingly prolific in letters, columns, and on the op-ed pages. So how is Mike humble? His humility lies in his deep understanding that the sources and meaning of all he does and accomplishes go beyond himself. Mike's virtue is the individual realization of community. This man, so widely admired and loved, embodies what is best in a community. In honoring Mike, we honor our own individual and communal ideals. When Mike, as Boston Workman's Circle president, fearlessly stood up to bigots who would defame the entire Boston Muslim community, we took pride in our collective moral courage and righteous desire to be in solidarity with vulnerable minorities. When he writes and speaks of his vision of a just and humane resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, without trimming his sails to please either friends or the powerful, many of whom have strongly held different views, we feel affirmed in our commitment to independent thought. And when he takes seriously and listens carefully to those opposing views, we are pleased to see the non-dogmatism we aspire to put into practice. This concert, in which the long Workman Circle embrace of Yiddish is intertwined with the beauty of the Dino, is a very apt occasion to honor Mike, who is forever bringing people together so that they may be more than they are alone, so that they may be enriched by their differences and empowered by their unity. Most of all, Mike's enthusiastic embrace of every person he meets with warmth and respect is a living testament to the Menschlichkeit our community strives for. This is our broadest, most foundational, communal, Jewish, political, and human tenet, the equality and value of each person, not just in theory, but in how we actually treat each other and every one of us. We all fall short of this ideal. We imagine that Mike does sometimes too. But no one lives the ideal of respectful equality as fully and publicly as Mike, and our community takes enormous pride that he is one of us. Mike dislikes taking credit for himself and is always scrupulous about giving credit. In this spirit, credit also goes to his family, his wife, Tali, who can wave from the soprano section. Joe is out in the audience. Joe, I'm not going to make you stand up, but hi. We're glad you're here. And credit also goes to all of you. All of you out there who bike, or hike, or garden, or sing, or travel, or laugh, or who manage to love life and people, and find that this love must include a persistent, brave, energetic, hopeful devotion to the struggle for a bessere welt, un mujer mundo, a better world. Please join me in giving Mike the applause and appreciation that he deserves.
Black, yellow, brown, white. Under Zion and Nor di Farba, different are only the colors. Die Natur ist doch dieselbe. The nature is really the same.